From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. On our program today, we have two reports about technology companies. Two large internet companies recently bought two technology businesses based in India. We will tell you about the deals later in the show. But first, our technology reporter, June Sims, tells about some American efforts to develop new businesses.
New York City and the state of New York are investing hundreds of millions of dollars to become a major player in the development of high-tech industries. They have developed 40 workspaces, known as incubators, to assist startup businesses. Harlem Biospace is an incubator for biomedical engineering. It gives young entrepreneurs a low-cost way to develop their ideas and businesses. For a low monthly payment, they are given desk space and use of a laboratory. The young people pay for their own raw materials.
This is great. The reason is because it's cheap and it has the wet lab that we need. So I order the chemicals that I need and I'm given the facilities here to do my experiments.
Tyler Poore and his partner are developing a product that will kill bacteria. It can be put on household goods, like a sponge for cleaning. He and the 17 others at Biospace share a common goal, to find solutions to biomedical problems. Edwin Vasquez is investigating the mystery of diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. He says suggestions from others in the building make the work environment at Biospace a real plus.
And there's nothing better than sit down in a room like this when there's a lot more people around and, you know, you got something that is exciting and you go to the lunchroom and you start talking to other of your colleagues. You know, and all of a sudden somebody knows a researcher that is doing something similar to you or that can complement your research, you get in contact and things happen.
Leading hospitals and science centers are supporting inventors like Kate Rocklin, founder of a company called Immunovent. She has developed a brush to test for allergic reactions. The device is placed in the nose or mouth. The test results are correct more often than skin or blood tests.
And from one single sample from the nose or mouth, we can test for a whole panel of 72 allergens. And we found that the blood test identified peanut allergies only 50% of the time, and we could find it 99% of the time. So we're far more accurate for peanut diagnosis, and that's really important because that one in particular is really life-threatening.
Matthew Owens is the executive director of Harlem Biospace. He says there have been real signs of success since the company was launched last November.
We do have companies who are already shipping, getting revenue and getting products out to customers. So I think that's absolutely a success.
I'm June Sims.
And I'm Jonathan Evans. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. India is home to tens of thousands of computer software engineers and a growing information technology industry. The internet companies Facebook and Google recently purchased two India-based technology startup companies. The business deals are expected to influence others to launch startup companies in the country. June Sims has more.
Facebook closed its deal to buy Little Eye Labs in early January. Four engineers in Bangalore launched Little Eye Labs about a year and a half ago. The company builds mobile application software tools. The deal is said to be worth between $10 and $15 million. It is the first time Facebook has purchased an Indian startup company. Google bought the cybersecurity company Imperium. Imperium has offices in Bangalore and California. Media reports set the value of the deal at about $9 million. The two deals are considered small but important. Experts say they will help increase interest in Indian startups among foreign technology companies. Such businesses often buy small companies either for the technology they develop or the ability of their creators. Rutvik Doshi is with Inventus Capital Partners, an investment company in Bangalore.
Till date, none of these large U.S. companies had ever acquired anything in India. You know, nothing to write home about. If they both turn out to be successful for these respective companies, they will then now start looking at India more seriously in terms of there is more talent, there is more technology and entrepreneurship happening here.
Indian software engineers have gained recognition around the world. Most of the engineers work for big Indian technology companies, but the number of Indian technology startup companies is on the rise. Raising money for these startups is not always easy. Rajesh Sahani helped to create a company called GSF Accelerator. It provided financial support for Little Eye Labs. Mr. Sahani says most of the startups in India have worked on developing products for the home market. But he says the recent deals with Facebook and Google will lead investors and business people to widen their efforts.
The time now is to encourage these startups to start thinking global. And that's what internet allows today. We need to encourage our bright young talent in India to now start building products for world market like Israelis have done or like U.S. startups do.
Bangalore's successful technology services and outsourcing industry mostly does back office work for Western companies. But this work has put India on the technology map. The success that the industry has created will help open the door to future growth. I'm June Sims.
And that's our program for today. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.